Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast, teaching Davids how to defeat Goliaths. Now here's your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Welcome back to the podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and business mavericks. If you're not a business maverick, you don't have to go home, but you got to get up out of this podcast. In this podcast, we teach entrepreneurs how to defeat corporate giants. Just like in the story of David and Goliath, David defeated a much taller and stronger Goliath, not by fighting the giant in hand-to-hand combat, but by using technology, a slingshot. The slingshot allowed the smaller David to attack from a distance that minimized the advantages that Goliath had over the smaller David. My name is Mark Anthony Peterson. I'm a serial entrepreneur, a futurist, and the managing executive at Serial Consulting, a leading small business strategy and technology consulting firm. I'm also the author of the book, Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. This podcast is brought to you by Serial Consulting. An idea can launch a business. A strategy can take it global. Today is a giant slaying episode. Remember from episode one, we define guerrillapreneurs as entrepreneurs who integrate the sharing, gig, and circular loop economies into the design of their business in a way that helps them conserve cash, which can be invested in disruptive technology. Technology that I call slingshot technology. In Giant Slaying episodes, I will discuss strategies and tactics for helping you defeat the corporate giant. Today, we're going to discuss how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. In Tupac Shakur's song, Keep Your Head Up, he says, "And I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I'd rock the mic and make it to the big screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay the rent." Startups often find themselves in this position, needing capital to grow and to sometimes pay the rent. Unfortunately, too many startups waste money on items and services that do not disrupt their markets. The sharing economy has a special place in my heart because the role it played in changing American history. The civil rights movement could not have succeeded without the sharing economy. I know you're saying, what? Yes, the civil rights movement could not have succeeded without the sharing economy. On December 5th, 1955, Dr. King and the Montgomery Improvement Association organized a ride-sharing service in Montgomery, Alabama, that crippled the city's bus services. We refer to the Dr. King ride-sharing service as a bus boycott. This boycott could not have been sustained without an organized effort to get Montgomery's black population back and forth from home to work. That boycott lasted a year and 16 days. The concept of basically sharing a ride, extra capacity that was available throughout the black community in church vans and taxi cabs that were owned by black small businesses, were leveraged in order to keep people working and to also push the movement forward. Additionally, the civil rights movement relied on home sharing services during a period when most blacks were not allowed to stay in traditional hotels. Dr. King found a place to stay in Selma, Alabama, through a social club contact, his wife's Jack and Jill acquaintances. Prior to social media, blacks maintained close connections through social clubs like Jack and Jill and churches. Dr. King stayed in Selma in Dr. Johnson's home for nearly a year as he planned the march from Selma to Montgomery. During the peak of his planning, he stayed at Dr. Johnson's home with as many as 25 other civil rights leaders. So the sharing economy has deep roots in American history and has also played a role in moving our society forward, which is why I am so passionate about taking these concepts and sharing them with entrepreneurs so that we can disrupt the market and make the world a better place. So today we're going to talk about 10 ways to make a dollar out of 15 cents. First, if you have a business or planning a business, make sure you plan to launch that business from your garage. Some of the world's best companies and most valuable companies started in a garage or a dorm room. Apple, Google, Hewlett-Packard are all companies that were started in a garage and launched and generated revenue before they tried to go out and invest the dollars that they were generating in a storefront. By foregoing a storefront, look at how much money you save. You save on rent, utilities, insurance, parking. All of that money can be reinvested back into your business. Today, a storefront is less needed than at any other time in history because you can use the internet, you can use pop-up shops to reach your target audience, prove out your concept before you decide to invest millions in brick and mortar locations. I've mentioned in the past that my business partner and I were generating well over $1 million and still working out of our garage during our last startup. Save that money, invest in disruptive technology, and forego the brick and mortars for as long as you can. Second, many of you have business credit cards and use them for purchases for your business without trying to figure out how to make those cards pay you back for every purchase you make. We made sure that we only use credit cards that gave cash back every time we made a purchase. We went out and got the Discover card where we could earn 5% back on rotating categories such as gas and restaurants and other supplies, and also gave us 1% back on all the other purchases that weren't being specified for that month. We got a Chase Freedom card, again, that got the 5% back, much like the Discover. And we had an American Express card that also gave us 5% back. In those days, American Express also had a 401k card. So for every purchase made, money was put into a 401k account.
So just by using these credit cards, for every dollar we spent, we got a nickel back, well on our way to making a dollar out of 15 cents.
We also signed up for rewards cards like the American Express Delta SkyMiles Award card. That card really paid off. With our business model, we had to pay a lot of different vendors in order to generate revenue. Whenever we would submit a fingerprint record to the FBI, we had to pay the FBI to run those fingerprints and generate a criminal history report for our clients. The FBI required us to have a credit card on file so that they would charge us immediately after we would submit a record. That doesn't sound like a great aha, but when you realize the number of fingerprints we started to submit over the life of our business, we generated millions of SkyMiles that we were able to use for plane tickets to fly anywhere we needed. And that generated tens of thousands of dollars in savings that we could then turn around and invest in the disruptive technology that let us take on the giants.
So if your business has reoccurring transactions, utility bills, consider using these types of credit cards to pay them and build up those points that can reduce other expenses, particularly sales and marketing expenses.
Number three, shop at websites that offer discounts, cash back, or that contribute to your kids' college education. Yes, I said it, college education. The first one is youpromise.com. This is a really cool website. After you've set up an account, register all your credit cards or even get a YouPromise credit card. Shop through their website and you get 3 to 5% back on everything that you purchase. You can set up a 529 account so that that money automatically goes into a savings account for your kid's education, or you can just get that cash back. Now, here's where this gets really cool. If you take the Discover card or Chase or American Express card and register those on the site, when you shop at the places where you normally shop every day, you get the 5% back from Discover and the 5% back from You Promise. So 5% can go to your business and 5% can go into a 529 account for your kid's education. And when I say you can shop at all the places that you normally shop at, you literally can shop at Amazon, Walmart, Target. You can shop offline at places like Exxon.
And even local restaurants that support the You Promise program.
And every time you shop, you get that 3 to 5% back that can be invested in a 529 account. I've been a member since 2002, going on 15 years. My son just started college, and it was such a happy day to go into that 529 account and pay for his first year of college out of money that was generated from purchases that I made with my business. When you launch a business, your family takes on the risk that you're taking on. I wanted to come up with ways to minimize that risk while giving you the greatest flexibility to take on the giants. YouPromise.com was a great way to do that.
That's YouPromise.com. You, as in the letter U, promise.com.
Ebates.com is another way where you can shop online and get cash back from about 2,000 stores that support the Ebates program. Groupon is another website that we've used where you get discounts and coupons for many services and products that could help your business. And then CashCrate.com, where you can earn extra cash and get paid to try new offers. Now, this could be a side hustle for you where you earn a little bit of cash that you can invest in your business just by trying offers or taking surveys that other businesses out there need to help them grow their business. So take a look at those websites as a way that when you have to shop, go through their sites, save the extra cash, and even invest in your kids' education. Number four. I want you to consider soft launching your business as a way of saving cash. Some of you get a business plan, you get a product, and you want to jump right out there with a storefront and invest all your money in a hard rollout of that business without really understanding if you have a target market clearly defined. With a soft launch, you're going to test those target markets. You're going to take the feedback, input that back into your business, input that back into the product, and relaunch based on what you've learned from the previous soft launch. That gives you the opportunity to save money while also potentially working a side job or a full-time job. Many good entrepreneurs launch their business in the evenings after they get home from work. While you're still working for that corporate company and launching your business in a soft fashion like what I just described, sign up for every rewards program you can possibly get your hands on. When I was a strategy consultant with Accenture, I signed up for every rewards program out there. Delta, United, Southwest, all the airline reward programs, all the hotel reward programs, and I religiously logged in and input those numbers whenever booking stays or booking flights. By the time I finished my career at Accenture, I'd amassed over 1 million frequent flyer miles on 2 different airlines and 1 million points with Hyatt and Hilton. That gave me the opportunity to use those rewards for booking free flights and free stays whenever I had to go pitch my new startup to another potential client. All of those savings from not having to spend money on hotels and spend money on flights, again, was invested in disruptive technology that let me stay one step ahead of my competitors. Number five, if you're going to soft launch that business, make sure you get a job with flexible hours and health benefits. And there are some great jobs out there that you can work while launching your business. Flight attendants, they have the benefit of getting free flights for themselves and buddy passes for friends and family. That can save you, again, a lot of money if you have a business where your sales effort requires you to go coast to coast in order to meet with potential clients. Work at Starbucks. They have one of the best benefit programs for full-time and part-time workers. So that will give you the opportunity to have a startup and have health benefits as you grow your business. Uber and Lyft have great flexible hours. You basically determine when you want to work. Retail stores like Target, Trader Joe's, and IKEA all have unique benefits, including discounts on the clothing and great benefits for full-time and part-time workers. If those don't work for you, leverage some of your skill sets and provide online tutoring, or sign up to work in an online call center. All of these give you the opportunity to earn incremental cash during times when you have availability that you can then turn around and invest in your startup. All of these are ways that give you more mileage and learning more about your startup before you have to invest significantly to get it off the ground. It's all about extending that runway. Number 6, when your startup begins to generate revenue, don't just park your money in a bank account where you're getting no interest. Consider online banks where you can get a reasonable return for the money that you have in a checking, savings, or money market account. And here are a few places that you should probably check out. The American Express High Yield Savings Account, you can get 1.15% annual on your money that you save in that account with no monthly fees and no minimum balance. So if you have to park some money, consider parking it in an account like that. EverBank, another online bank where you can set up a checking and saving accounts for as little as $25 as a minimum balance, and you can get as much as 0.61% interest on a checking or savings account. If you open up a money market account, you can get 1.21% annual return on the money that you have saved. It's not a lot, but at least you're getting something. Ally Bank is another great bank that offers online banking where you can get good returns for checking and savings accounts with minimum balances. And their interest rates start at 1.15%. And on money markets, not as good as American Express or EverBank, but at least you can get a 0.85% on money parked in their money market accounts. Lesson is, if you have to save, make sure that you're getting some return off that money and not just parking it with the local brick and mortar banks that won't give you anything for having those accounts. They're making money off your money and you're making nothing. Number 7, consider renting out extra office space or room space in your home on Airbnb. I have a facility in Alabama that I use for my corporate work. When I'm not in that facility, I post it up on Airbnb and open it up to the public. That's a great way to get some extra cash that you can invest in disruptive technology. Do you have an open office or an open desk? Turn that into a shared workspace and list it on shareddesk.net. Shared Desk helps you find or list and manage a shared office or flexible workspace. And it works just like Airbnb. Create a listing with all of the services that you will provide a potential client. And just like on Airbnb, Shared Desk sends you a notification when a potential client books your space. All you have to do is accept that booking and you can start making cash off of that empty desk in your office or that free office that's in your facility. Again, that's shareddesk.net. Do you have a pet-friendly office or work from home and you love animals? Then why not sign up for Rover or Wag? Rover and Wag are the leading dog-sitting sites in the U.S., and they've recently branched out into other pets like cats and even potbelly pigs. If you love pets and you have a pet-friendly workspace or home, this is a great way to make some extra money helping others who may not have a pet-friendly work environment to watch their pets while they work and while you make money for your startup. Don't let free space go to waste. Get full use of that asset and cash that you can invest to disrupt the market. Number 8, if you need equipment for your business, don't buy it. Rent it out by the use. What do I mean by that? If you need to clean your carpets, don't buy a carpet cleaner. Rent that carpet cleaner out. There are apps out there like Zila and Fat Llama that I mentioned in one of the earlier podcasts where you can rent equipment like cameras, lawnmowers, printers, by the use, by the day,
from your neighbors who have posted the equipment to these websites,
and then return them when you've completed use of the item. I'd recommend that for early stage startups so that you aren't saddled with a lot of equipment that's used infrequently. Saves your cash, lets you get the utility, and then return it right back to the owner. Number 9, is your startup ready to take on its first employees? I'd say push that off and use virtual workers, gig workers, that will take on specialized tasks that may be required for your business. I have used Fiverr as a way to get a lot of different tasks done that weren't strategic to the business, but were necessary to the daily delivery of my product or service. So I've had marketing work, I've had press releases written, I've had video work done. All of that was sourced out to virtual workers who I had to pay $5 per transaction. There are also a lot of other great sites. TaskRabbit, again, another service where you can get someone to perform work or service for a specified flat fee amount. I also use sites like Hootsuite to multiply the force of an existing worker or a virtual worker. By using Hootsuite, I can post a social media clip or video on that platform and have the platform itself turn around and post it to up to 10 different social media sites, multiplying my effort and reducing the amount of resources needed to get that kind of media coverage. So you want to leverage all of these sorts of tools that multiply your force or give you a way to get specific work done by the transaction for a flat fee amount before you invest in full-time employees. And finally, number 10, trade services with your partners instead of spending cash. I'm a big fan of the TV show Mountain Men. And the Mountain Men show, one of the creeds of being a mountain man is knowing that you can trade your services for another man's services instead of spending cash. You should make that part of your startup creed as well. So if you're a technology company, you should work out an arrangement with the local radio station where you provide them tech support in exchange for them running an equivalent amount of marketing ads on their station. That gives you the opportunity to start building your brand with your target audience there in the area, and it gives them much needed technical support for the equipment that they have running in their offices. You can also use websites like Swap.com, BizX Exchange, UExchange, and BarterQuest to trade and barter your services with people who are in your area or in your line of work. If you add all that up, you've taken that 15 cents and turned that into a dollar. You've got enough now to start really bootstrapping your disruptive technology and to give hell to any giant that's out there in your market. I love it. And those are my 10 ways that you can make a dollar out of 15 cents. My 10 commandments for extending your cash. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Guerrillapreneur Slaying the Giant, How to Turn a Dollar Out of 15 Cents. This Tupac Shakur-inspired episode was brought to you by rap rising star and guerrillapreneur Ari Hotep, performing his song Every Day, featuring Southern Star and Kristen Webb, because guerrillapreneurs got to bring that fight every day.
my own too. Gotta do what it does. Oops, that's what it do. Rent is past due. Do a graffiti design, whether a photo shoot. Breath in my body. Hustle with nothing to lose. The feet is beneath me. Conquering obstacles. Business profits. You call it a hobby or source. Break it down. Like I'm practicing sports. All my past life. When I was doing chores. Hot in this heat. Waiting for summer breeze. Caught in this rat race. Streetcar to the cheese. Demand supply. Fulfilling all your needs. Lay groundwork with seeds. So they feed my seeds. Shark on land. Till sand pours no more. Cruising slow. Around the city streets. Fishbowl. Inhale oxygen. Thankful for them trees. Wisdom comes of age. Live like just be.
Every day I'm looking for a getaway. Take a flight or sail away. Need no one, I'll go all alone on my own. Every day I'm on my way to the next place, my new space. Every day. Every day.
Day I gotta face it. One more day I gotta make it for my babies. One more day I gotta pay it so it won't be late. Deactivated, no lights, empty plates. It's crazy, it's shaking, my faith reawakened. Believing it won't change, every day gets much greater. Life is too short and giants unappreciated. I'm full of love, but I damn sure hate it. Seeing disappointment and tears roll down faces. Everything is certain, nothing can be created. Can only get what you have, be careful, don't break it. I quote this, God told me, life elevating. Yeah. Instead of living in the past or looking towards the future, live in the present. Every day.
Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day.
That was rap rising star and gorillapreneur Ari Hotep performing his single Every Day featuring Southern Star and Christian Webb. Find Ari Hotep's music in the Apple Music Store. Look for him. A-R-I-H-O-T-E-P. Ari Hotep. And check out that single, Every Day. Because gorillapreneurs are fighting every day. Got an album or a new song? You want to feature a clip on a future episode of Gorillapreneur? Direct message me through Twitter at Gorillapreneur and let's see if we can help you make a dollar out of 15 cents. Gorillapreneurs, if you're not breaking something, your company might be the next thing that gets broken. Keep fighting and remember to keep your head up.
Thank you for listening to the Gorillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you may also enjoy the book, Gorillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Follow Mark Peterson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Gorillapreneur. Now I want to close with a quote from the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, then seek to win. Keep fighting, gorillapreneurs.